Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Ayin Yakushom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo'obas or Daf Kuf Lamet. The Gemara that would base teaches us, at least according to one man, the Omar, Maise Rav. Maise is greater than Halacha. As Rashbam explains, the reason is because when a person goes and says Halacha, but it's not based on a Maise, it doesn't say Halacha le Maise, so you could say that maybe he said it only Derech Limudoy. But if I have ba ma'ase liyodoy a medaktek yoiser, and that's what the Gemara says right after. In lemidim alocha lo pi talmud v'loim pi ma'ase at shemul alocha lemaase. Until you don't have alocha lemaase, it's just in a sense more theoretical. It's just in the limud. It doesn't mean that's what we apply at lemaase. There's a fascinating discussion which starts with the Bis Yosef and Rechaim Simin Yud. There he speaks about the gabei tzitzis. And he comes to say halacha, and he says, "Uliinin halacha nire." The afagav da roish mefarish kipirush Rashi. We have the Rosh going like Rashi, but says the Beis Yosef, "Kivan de Rashi mefarishu v'loy paskin." The Rashi is not a poisik. Havelu harambam da roish chad legebichad v'halacha karambam. So the Beis Yosef says a very strong lashon that the Rashi is not a paskin, and therefore we're not going to go with him. So when he discussed this Beis Yosef, the Chidah in the Sefer Shem HaGedoylim and Ma'arechas HaGedoylim, Ma'arechas Shin, speaking about Rashi, so there, within the words, he brings this Beis Yosef, and then he brings something else. He says, today we know that's the Me'iri, and the Me'iri speaks about the Shvach of Rashi, that every word of Rashi is meaningful, and every word of Rashi is done in the right way. Sometimes one word of Rashi answers questions and questions that we have chavilim of kushus. Elo shaloi kiven harav behem linan psak. The Rav was not mechamen to do psak. So the Chidah there explains based on our Gemara. He says not pshat the Rashi didn't have a koyach of psak, but when Rashi said it, wrote his pirush, he did not mean to say a psak. And he brings our Gemara, you don't paskin based on halacha. You have to have a maise. Why? Because when you're learning, not necessarily you mean to say psak halacha la maise. And his marich there to explain it and say it's not chas hashom, a begam in Rashi. That's how Rashi was learning. You see from our Gemara that you can learn and not mean to say halacha la maise, just halacha more in the derech halimut. And Be'emes, that's what the Chasav Sofer brings in Shuvo, Chelek Vov, in the Kutin Simon Samech Vov. It goes on to the Indian that we have a concept of Shivim Ponim LaToyro. And you have a mayor that you would say, Al Tome Torah, Al Torah Tome, Umazbir Ponim LaTalmidov, as we learned in Eruvin. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that within the learning, there's different ways, different directions you could go and learn. And you could go and explain this way and this way. And at Derech HaLimud, you will go to some conclusion. That doesn't mean that that's Halacha L'maise. Remeir was learning at a much higher level than the Olam HaMaise. He didn't come to bring the things that Maise always. In Tzarev Lekan, who we spoke about there in Eruvin, and we mentioned Begigim says Chagiga as well, the idea that up there in Shemayim, you can have opposites that are going to be all true. In a place which is higher than the realm of this world, we can have different opinions, and they all will be Shivim Panim LaToyro, all emes. But Halacha L'maase, we bring it down to the world, you have to have only one. So what's the one? That's where we pass in Halacha L'maase. Any pirush is still begedder the limud, which has many ponim to it. And this is what the Kilyoni Hashas, a Yosef Engel, sends us over here to the Sefer Yoshe Levov. And there he says, there's Halacha and there's Halacha L'maase. Halacha is everybody based on Shoyrish Nishmasoi. Everybody is going, we have Shivim Panim LaToyro. So everybody belongs to a certain part of Torah. He could say Halacha means this is in my Shoyrish Neshama, this is how I learned the Sugya. But then you have Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa doesn't depend on its Shoyrish Neshama. It's one way that has to be fitting all in this world. Not every Shoyrish Neshama, not every way of Torah is the way it fits in the world. And that's why we have the G'dayla, you know, we don't pass an halacha like them. But it doesn't mean it's not halacha. It's halacha based on their Shoresh Neshama. Not halacha l'maise, I mean not halacha and oilom ha'maise. And this is a Yisoid Gadol that comes out from our sugya. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.